Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Defenders with Daryl. What a time it's been seeing the six-fingered hand come together, literally. And this time I'm joined by someone you're all familiar with. It's Philip.
Hello. How are you?
So we've had many guests on, as people will hear as this rolls out. And we're averaging like one Defenders episode a month. So, you were the next stop on the Defenders train.
Oh, yay.
And
you know, I love a good train.
You love trains. but there's no Thomas the Tank Engine in this issue.
No.
So this is our Halloween episode, and I think it's very fitting.
Yes.
With the content of this particular issue. So a big thing for Halloween here in Minnesota is everyone of a certain age talking about the blizzard of 91 on Halloween.
Oh, that's true. There was a Facebook group I remember joining, like right when Facebook was a thing. Who remembers the great Halloween blizzard of 91?
I was set to be a ghost that year.
You didn't go out?
No.
Oh. I was either grounded or I was sick.
You were grounded?
I might have been sick.
As a kindergartner?
Yeah, I mean, I probably took my trike out to visit the old folks in the neighborhood. No. They were very generous.
No. One of them had balloons.
Yeah, Big Mike, Kitty Corner. It was also very nice because my grandparents were gone one day in the winter when I walked over without telling anyone.
No.
And there was no one to let me in, and I was cold and damp, and then I cried in Mike and Millie's kitchen. Oh. But they gave me cocoa with those, like, I don't know if I'd eat them now, but those marshmallows that are green and orange and pink. And
yeah.
Might have flavors.
They do. They taste nasty.
It was my first time with them, so I thought they were still fun. Yeah. Everything is fun when you're five, except when you're locked out of your grandparents' house in the winter.
True.
But yeah, that, I think I was going, I don't know what I was going to go as, but I had Superman pajamas. And so when I was at Grandma and Grandpa's handing out candy, everyone thought that I was dressed up as Superman.
Oh.
But it was just my pajamas because I was sick.
Oh.
And now post-pandemic, that sounds like a terrible anecdote. Here, have some disease with your candy bar.
Yeah. And I feel trick-or-treating has really moved towards the trunk-or-treat stuff. Like, yeah. The last time we handed out candy at your place was a few years ago. And there were, like, three people that came to that door.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I tried to have, like, a Halloween playlist, which is, like, Night on Bald Mountain, Jeremy Messer Smith, Organ Donor, Monster Mash,
and it's just not worth it. Now what? We just kill all the lights in the house
and draw the curtains and pretend that we're not home.
Yeah.
Oh, Bun Bun update. Acid just roll flopped.
She is a very satisfied bun on a Sunday afternoon.
Yes, she's gotten so many treats out of me this morning. Yeah. As always.
And well, up here, I don't think I would even get trick-or-treaters just based on like
the length of your driveway being scary.
Yes. And like there's no sidewalk on the street, so
at least there's no wind chimes anymore, so that cuts down on the eeriness of it.
Yeah,
but still, like, it's odd, and I never really realized until I started working for a city how bizarre it is, city design now, where it's like some of them have long parcels or long driveways. Some of them are like a maze of cul-de-sacs without any proper grid system. Because when this sound, make me sound old, but when we were growing up, it was like you're on a grid. You just go down the block as far as you want and loop around. And then you get the really big candy bars from the fire department. And then you go home.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, we're not parents to anything but bunnies, and they're not trick-or-treating because they just get treats
whenever. Zero tricks, all treats.
Yes.
Unless they've eaten an electrical cord of some sort.
Then it's a trick on us.
Yes. You should have given us a treat.
Yeah.
Did you have a favorite costume growing up?
Oh, that's a good question. I can't remember a whole lot of them.
Oh.
I know that for a couple of them, you had like those hard plastic masks the like one elastic string, and they got so hot because it's cooler here typically on Halloween. So like if it was too cold, you could see your breath. But even if it's like in the mid 40s, like it gets so hot and damp inside of those. Like I remember distinctly remember the feeling of like whatever's like the condensate forming on the inside and getting the rest of your face just wet.
Oh,
Yeah.
that explains why I was a Care Bear when I was four, and that had exactly that type of mask, like the hard plastic, the one string. I remember not wanting to wear the mask. Like you
Oh.
only pulled it down
When you went to a
for when you
house.
were at a door. But yeah, I don't think that mask survived long, but we had a box of Halloween stuff.
Yeah, because then you could play dress up
Yeah.
the rest of the year with your old Halloween costumes.
There was a golden curly wig.
Oh.
There were some like glittery balls on a headband,
Okay.
like a like
Yep.
antenna. We had like makeup that we would bring out just for this, of like mascara. Oh my
Oh
goodness.
no.
From a very like clunky, dried up
Oh.
blue tube.
Yeah.
But yeah, then there were the hand-me-downs. So as the youngest of four, I was a crayon at least twice.
Oh.
I think blue.
Okay.
There was a yellow crayon outfit, but I think that was my oldest sister's.
Oh.
So, and then it was just sort of a free-for-all after that.
Mm.
But one of my sisters tripped and lost all her candy in the snow during the Halloween blizzard.
Oh.
So it's fine.
Yeah. So Defenders 95, you went into this cold. I was like, we're doing Defenders 95.
And I was
You're the
like,
guest for this.
cool.
And I was like, well, it's a Damon Hellstrom issue, and there's Dracula.
Yeah, so I have this issue in my Damon Hellstrom collection. I haven't made it through the 70s stuff at this point yet. I'm
Yeah.
halfway through.
Okay.
But yeah, I think I read it last during a work conference when I
Oh.
was like, I don't want to socialize with people. We've been trapped in the hotel conference room for 9 hours.
Yeah. That's enough socialization. Like, you don't need to see those same people for a couple hours after formal sessions are done.
Yeah, and my best plan was going to the grocery store and getting snacks and stuff for supper, which I discovered too late in the process. But now I
Yeah.
know for next year,
Yeah.
since I've got 2 more years of it. But yeah, get all the food you need, and then you don't need to leave your room. You can just
Yeah.
have probably Food Network on in the background,
Yes.
reading comics in your underwear, and it'll be great.
Yep. That's what I do. Like, I just load up on snacks. And like, the last time I was at a conference, it was in Boston. And we, like, I know the area. We've been there before. And I'm like, I know where there's a Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
And I just loaded up on snacks. And it was like chips and fresh fruit.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to have the fresh fruit for your healthy
Yeah.
bites to go with like the crackers and cheese and then some sort of protein, even if it's just like a Builder bar or something like that.
Right.
So.
So, you're in the middle of this saga, but there is exposition.
There is. They had just gotten back from Virginia
Yep.
from Patsy Walker's mom dying.
Not quite.
She's already dead.
Yes, they rescued Patsy Walker. This is where we got Gargoyle.
Yeah, because he's like, I need to atone for being a great big jerk.
Yes.
But they are trying to get back to the Sanctum Sanctorum. The door is ajar, so you know there's something bad if it's ajar at the sanctum.
And they go in, and it's dark in there, so whoever's in there is a creep, and you see some swooshing, someone's flying around.
The yes, very pronounced swooshing, such to the point of Doctor Strange and Patsy tipping over.
Yeah.
But
Patsy
Valkyrie does.
in casual wear, by the way.
Oh yeah, everyone else is in their outfits except for Patsy.
Yeah.
Valkyrie is not swooshed.
No.
She grabs an angle and thumps it down.
Yeah.
And who could it be? I
It's Kyle Richmond.
didn't know who. I thought he was Black Knight at first.
Oh, no.
I don't know much about Darkhawk. I feel like you know a bunch. Scott Free knows a bunch.
Scott probably knows way more than me. He's basically Batman.
Oh.
Like, he's rich. His parents died when he was young.
Oh.
There's probably an Alfred in his life.
There's a flying thing.
Yeah. So
It's a
what?
bird this time, not a mammal.
So the update is, hey, I'm better. I'm not crippled anymore.
As seen in issue 93.
Yes. So he got basically his powers taken away. That's what happened.
From a serum.
Yes. But don't worry, because it severed his connection with mystical shit. And he couldn't do a whole lot. So he's discovered now, and Doctor Strange helps out, being Doctor Strange.
Yeah, there's some like very 60s-ish sparkles, like Bewitched and I Dream of Jeannie level sparkles.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, well, you're sort of better, Kyle. It looks like you're good at night.
Yeah, it is as I suspected, your condition was caused by an unknown power that severed and nearly annihilated the mystic bond that preserved your life force. But I failed to take into account the serum that doubles your strength when the sun sets. Apparently, it, mingling with the remains of that bond, put Kyle Richmond back together again.
He's very happy.
He is.
And he's sort of introducing himself back to the team, like welcoming them back. And he doesn't know Gargoyle. And this may be my favorite panel in Defenders. It is Kyle and Gargoyle talking. And he's like, who in the name of Hal Foster are you? And Gargoyle responds, once I was a foolish old man named Isaac Christians. Now I am cursed to live out my days as a gargoyle. And he just points at him and says, sorry I asked.
He like is very debonair is not the word that I'm thinking of, like fresh, full of vim and vigor, and like
he's very pithy,
trying to be like haha, like I'm surprised there's not finger guns.
Well, that's sort of he just doesn't have a cocked, but
yes,
it very much is almost a finger gun.
And he seems to be sort of macking on Patsy, and Damon in the background is giving some side eye. And I don't know where this is with Damon and Patsy's relationship.
They really haven't done anything. Like, they've barely hung out. Like, it's just beginning. We will get to their wedding in issue 125.
Oh, okay.
But that's obviously 30 issues in the future. That's like almost 3 years.
Oh, yeah. So there's a little bit of recap. They found the smoking ruin of Hellcat's New Jersey home, and the housekeeper was critically wounded. There was a sorceress attack, and it was Gargoyle kidnapping Hellcat to have her possessed by a demon.
Yes.
So that's what happened in the previous issue. Really, the six-fingered hand looks like finger puppets.
Yes.
Has anyone else commented on that?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's come up.
Oh, yeah.
And those of you listening, I forget which episodes, they may still be in your future, but yeah, finger puppets.
Yeah. And this exposition takes a while.
Yeah, because
it was 5:17 a.m. when they got to the front door.
And now it's dawn, and Kyle Richmond collapses to the floor. His wings are removable, which I never knew.
Yeah, Doctor Strange is picking them off of him, and I couldn't figure out like if it was a cape. I thought that those little blaster things were like the clasp, but no, they're like they come up like Angel almost. Yeah. So they sort of realize like, oh, it's dawn, therefore the serum isn't kicking in, therefore you're weak as a newborn babe.
Yeah, and he's really distraught. He's like, I hate this. Like 12 hours a day, I can't move.
There's a good narration bubble. But as quickly as the bellow of rage and frustration bursts forth from Nighthawk's lips, it settles into an even tone of acceptance and strength. And he realized, like, after that rage has sort of subsided, he's like, well, I still have a second chance at life. I can still, like, do things. I'm still alive. I'll just be happy with that and realize I can only do things at night. And they're like, good job.
And then the phone rings.
Yeah, it's the hospital from New Jersey.
And the housekeeper is not doing well. Patsy is pissed and tackles Gargoyle.
Gargoyle looks so sad.
Yeah, he does.
He, yeah, It's just down and out, which I suppose it, all of them go through when they end their villainous phase and join the heroic team.
Yeah, and he was villainous for like three quarters of an issue.
Oh.
That's it.
Yeah. So she is wailing on him, and he's like apologizing, and end of scene, end of the day. They being Damon and Patsy, go to her mother's grave.
And he's like, I can help you.
Yeah. It's he.
Like in a weird way of trying to help her get closure?
Well, to try and figure out what happened.
Mm.
Like, answer some of the questions that she has about her mom and what.
Well, that's closure.
Well, and why did her mom promise her to a demon?
True. Also closure. But like, really deep-seated issues.
Yeah.
So he uses his trident.
He is starting out in street clothes, and I don't know why he doesn't just start out in his costume, because this is where the Hellfire brings. With the trident comes his cape and tights and boot. Oh, fun fact, if for the cosplay, if I get yellow armbands like that, they would double for Space Ghost.
Oh.
So he waves his trident. There's some Hellfire happening. Let the psychosensitive metal of my nether trident probe these grounds.
Damn it.
Let the dreams of death become visions of life.
Mm.
So there's like very stern Dorothy Walker, like driving the, oh, there's some phrase, like the will of God into Patsy, like being
putting
miserable.
The fear of God?
Yes, that one.
Okay. So what? This whole big splash page, if anyone's read the most recent Hellcat series, there's so much background that's given to this.
Oh.
Like, basically, what's her name?
Dorothy.
Dorothy was a pageant mom and, like, drove her daughter to be a teen model, because that's where Patsy Walker was.
Yeah.
In early Marvel Comics, she is a teen model. But it was basically like, you need to do this. And she's just a terrible, terrible mother.
A girl of seven faces a mother who constantly demands more, pushing so hard to make her daughter what she wants her to be, that she ultimately drives the girl away. And then Dorothy Walker on her deathbed, torn by pain, eaten by cancer, a Varish appears offering release, new beginnings, returned youth, all in exchange for that daughter who walked away. For the girl who had become a different kind of cancer in this woman's life, for Patsy. And then the final, all these text boxes are preceded by the word life. This one is preceded by death. The final moment comes and a shrunken wreck of a human screams, yes, take her, just let me live, let me live. Then the visions fade, leaving behind an unsavory truth. Had Hellcat's merger with Avarish been successful, Dorothy Walker would have lived. And she would have had no regrets.
Oh, what a bitch.
Yeah.
Dorothy Walker, not a good person.
Fun fact, there was a sign for, like, sign your kid up to be a pageant kid in the city I work in.
Yeah.
I got a picture of it. I'm just like, cringe. We should know better by now.
Yeah.
But, like,
did JonBenet Ramsey teach us nothing?
Or Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah.
That's just. This progression, like, is rough.
Yeah.
Like, for Patsy to learn that her mother would have traded her in exchange for youth.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And she's, like, just overcome.
Bereft.
And she falls on Damon's chest, his big, muscly chest.
Almost.
Oh.
It's.
Oh. Oh, the truth in the background.
No heart should have to bear. And no hellborn soul could ever relieve. Like, he's sort of lurking, not lurking.
He's hanging present. Back. Yeah.
Yeah. Trying to be respectful of her space.
Yes.
Here's a segue I wasn't anticipating. Brunhilde.
Yes.
I didn't know she had a name.
Okay.
I thought it was just Valkyrie. Like,
no, they're all Valkyries.
Well, yes, but she's the Valkyrie.
So okay. This is my little window that listeners are getting every Defenders episode. So J.M. DeMatteis took this book over like a few issues ago.
Mm.
And this is him like layering things in, because you don't get a whole lot of Brunhilde, but it will matter in like 10 issues.
Oh, okay.
So it's her being accosted by other Valkyries.
I mean, accosted is a strong word. It's more like, hey, checking in.
Hey, girlfriend.
We elected you leader.
Wow. So,
can you come back and lead?
Hey, you know your job? Yeah, we need you to do it. And she's like, I'm having a pretty good time over here.
Yeah, there's war brewing in the realm eternal, and the Valkyrior cannot ride into battle without their chosen leader. For details, see Tales of Asgard in Thor number 312.
Yeah, which I have somewhere in the basement.
It's true, you have a very full Thor box.
Yeah.
And Valkyrie is like, my life is here now. My battle is to be fought beside the defenders. I bid you choose a new leader from among your worthy ranks.
Mm.
And may Odin watch over you. Which I feel like is such a closer of like... You know she's hanging up the phone right then.
She just rolls over in bed. She's like, may Odin watch over you.
Like
pull the blanket over her head slowly.
Would it counter the Minnesota goodbye? Would Midwesterners just be left like, there's so much more to say. For those who don't know, the Minnesota goodbye is like when you're like, oh, I should be leaving.
Yeah.
And then you remember what you actually wanted to talk about. And then... Yeah. 15 minutes later, you're like, okay, but now I'm leaving.
There's a very hilarious book written, I think, in like 1989, called How to Talk Minnesotan.
Oh, there's a PBS special with Louie Anderson.
Yes. Which you can find on YouTube. Like, it's out there.
But it's so true.
It's very true. I have 3 copies in the library in the room next to us right now. Because whenever I run across a copy, it's one of those books that I'll pick up. But since this is the last episode before election day, please get out and vote for Harris.
And other Democrats up and down the ballot.
Absolutely.
And do your research on nonpartisan folks.
Yes.
League of Women Voters has Vote 411, which candidates, there's like a little questionnaire for them to fill out. Or if it's like school district, check out if they have information, like questions that they had sent to candidates for them to return.
I filled out my ballot. I do mail-in because I'm a researcher. So and even if you're not, you can still preview your ballot on your state Secretary of State website, most likely, to see what is there. So before you go and vote in person, you can do your research and figure out what's going on. But if anyone wants an insight into like our fabulous governor and hopefully vice president-elect soon.
I hope so.
Read How to Talk Minnesotan, because it is everything. Like, it nails our communication style so much.
Yeah. Like, I violate this sometimes when you leave. I don't just stand at the doorway waving at you until you're out of sight.
No.
But I used to. Or like you drop someone off and you can't actually leave until you see them enter.
Yes.
And that might be like a
that's just
everywhere
safety.
Thing. Yeah. But yeah, that's definitely a thing too.
Yeah.
And I think there's other things in there, like the Kensington Runestone, the largest ball of twine.
Yeah.
All the like the Frank Lloyd Wright gas station.
There's a lot of fun things. So. Yeah. Anyway, Brunhilde.
And may Odin watch over you.
Yes.
Bye.
We cut back to the team.
Yeah. They are regrouping. There's a book of Demonicus.
You know, that doesn't seem evil.
Not at all. So something is up. Avarish is a demon of low import, low-grade creature who should not have possessed the power he displayed in New Jersey or Virginia.
Yes.
But he did, and which leads him to believe that by uniting their energies, Avarish said the demons of the hand did. He gets cut off.
Yeah, because there's a bat.
A batty bat.
Yes.
Although not as fun as a real batty bat or an actual bat.
Yes.
This is...
And...
Images of Ikron is the exclamatory...
Mm.
Feels like... Yes, I can read it clearly now. He's coming, and he's charged with enough power to break through my defenses. And Clea's like, who is coming, my beloved?
And it's not like the Three Dog Night song, Eli's coming.
I don't know that song.
Eli's not coming. It's Dracula.
It is.
He can pierce the mystical boundaries. He doesn't give a fuck about Doctor Strange magic.
No, but the bat, he has like a walrus type mustache on the bat.
No.
Like, or like a Scotty dog mustache.
Mm.
It's hilarious. But he comes in, he transforms.
He bursts through, he breaks like the iconic Doctor Strange window.
He does.
He's like, hey, bitches, Dracula.
More of the I Dream of Genie sparkles.
Yep.
That's how he gets in. And he just backhands Nighthawk, like full on bitch slap.
So,
and full on slap.
Passing. So we're in Night again, right?
Yes, so because like, he's standing up on his own.
So we missed a whole day where the team was doing shit. Like Damon and Patsy were at the graveside. Brunhilde was taking a cat nap.
taking a call from Asgard.
Yes. And Kyle Richmond was just laying there.
Yeah. Yes.
And so he's up and about, but not for long because the five fingers said to the face, slap, and he's down again.
It's like the full backhand, like whoosh.
And Gargoyle lunges.
Yeah. Drac.
So he's being a good member of the team, even though he's so new. And the Defenders are basically the un-team of the Marvel Universe.
Like those that are on the cutting room floor.
It's like, we don't call ourselves a team, like whoever comes, yeah, sure, like help us out,
oh,
sort of thing.
They
don't really have a leader. The leader is basically Doctor Strange, which is okay. Like Chandler, hi Chandler, you love Doctor Strange. I'm very ambivalent about Stephen Strange. Like it's okay, but.
He seems to think things through.
Yeah.
Which is handy.
Yes.
Also thinking things through is Damon Hellstrom, who commands Doctor Strange to hold him. And he tries as like a purple, maybe plum, sphere that tries to encapsulate Dracula. He sort of punches his way out, but not before a very hunky looking Damon Hellstrom gets his trident and hellfire out. And he exorcises at least four demons out of Dracula.
But there are just so many.
Might be more. One of them is asleep and its tongue is hanging out, but its eyes are definitely closed. My favorite is the
maybe he's unicorn. Like the was up person. He's the was up demon being exercised.
Like that orange. It is orange flame.
He will come back in 1998.
Oh. And my favorite is the one with the skull with a horn. Okay. It's very like Chernabog, Night on Bald Mountain from Fantasia.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he came up from that graveyard. He had a little flame dance. He was not one of the ones that got turned into those funky pig things.
Oh.
And then he went back to his demon nap when dawn came. Anyway.
So
Dracula's pissed.
Yeah, so we're getting a little... We get some insight. So Dracula's pissed, and then we like cut to Transylvania.
Yeah, he was just sleeping in his castle.
In the sleep of the dead.
No, not the sleep of the dead. The sleep of the damned.
Oh, well, you know.
It was a very restful sleep.
He's calling a spade about himself.
Yes. Damon does not like him. You were possessed, comma, vermin. As easily as you possess the minds and hearts of the innocent. Dracula does not like Damon. You, Satan whelp, is it your father's doing? Is it? Which really sounds like one of my sisters when she's fighting with one of my other sisters.
Not uncommon.
So
I'll leave it there.
It's like a pissing match between the two of them. My father need not toy with you, pig. He could swat you down where you stand. And Doctor Strange is like, Damon, please. This is embarrassing.
We need to find a con that's happening around Halloween so you can be Damon Hellstrom and just accost all of the fucking vampires you run into.
He is so hunky, though. I need to...
That's why I picked this issue for you.
I need to get on it. Like, his arms look so good. His abs and pecs look so
good. His ass. Like, there aren't many ass shots in this, but his cake. Like,
he's serving cake.
It's out of this world, like
literally and figuratively.
Yeah. Is your next big commission going to be a Damon Hellstrom? You're gonna have to find an artist.
Oh yeah.
To draw like hunky as fuck. front and back view.
I have to figure out who to do my next big commission of D-Man with a wrestling title belt.
Oh.
But D-Man when he looks cool in Sam Wilson Captain America. But then how do you make that armor into just trunks?
It would be fun. I'm just thinking out loud, like the Master Edition handbook pages that I got last weekend as we're recording this.
Oh yeah, you got like 5 packets.
I got more than that because at this stand, they're like anything priced like up to $10, I think. Like
was down to 2.
No, 1.
Oh, is the $20 to $40 is now $2.
Or $5. Like they did some sort of funky breakdown, and I was just sort of leafing through things while you were looking at things. I was killing time looking through other boxes. And I was like, oh, Master Edition. I actually need, like, I am down to needing like 4 issues of this so I can put it all in a binder alphabetically.
Oh.
And by binder, I mean multiple. And I looked up the binders because, of course, Marvel, they produced these things 3-hole punched. So you had to buy the official binders. The binders are so fucking expensive. On eBay.
Like, probably because they're relics of the 80s, 90s?
90s. So this was like 92 to 94 or something they released these.
Oh, those binders were such a fad. Like Better Homes and Gardens had one.
Yeah.
Like all sorts of plants, and then it would become 3-hole punched. You'd put it in the official binder. I didn't realize that Marvel had their own version.
And so like these blank binders are going for like $50 each. And I'm like,
what?
At my work, which is a university, there is the reuse store, and binders are free. So I'm going to go and get some binders for free to put these in. And like, I can make custom covers. I know Decoupage. I have Mod Podge.
You have a whole long box of
Alpha Flight
to craft with.
Anyway, it would be fun to do some commissions based off of that and be like, and go to an Urs and be like, can you do like the 3 view in this style for this character?
Oh,
because we'll have to check after this if Damon Hellstrom is one of them. By that time he was in the limbo territory where he wasn't really being used because it's before Hellstorm.
Oh yeah,
so he had sort of fallen out of favor, but I mean, it's up here somewhere. I pulled a page for you to read. It's Plant Man. So
I'm so excited to do Plant Man with Chad on Gray Malkin.
I know.
So, I've got my own little like game activity planned out, mostly planned out. I need to come up with more names.
Yeah.
But I will not spoil it here. Also, it's fun that you thought that you were killing time waiting for me because I was killing time waiting for you.
I know.
With cons.
But then that was a really good luck stand because we found those, and also there was a whole 32 issue run of Green Lantern from the early 90s, 1 through 32.
Oh yeah, all saran wrapped and taped together for you.
That was priced at 40, and I grew up going to garage sales and bartering, so I was like, what's your price on this? And he was like, well, what do you want? I'm like, what can you do? And then he went and checked with 2 other people and knocked it down half price.
Yeah.
So it was $20.
Which is amazing.
Yeah. So anyway, that would be a fun, like,
commission to have done.
Yep. Because Hercules is one of the cards, but it's 90s Hercules. So.
Is that the turtleneck and he's shaved?
No, it's his 90s armor, which isn't as slutty.
Oh, like the green?
No, it's like grayish.
Oh.
If I recall. So.
Huh.
But yeah, when I'm at work this week, I'll swing by Reuse on a break and get some binders so I can start organizing, because this is the fall/winter of organization.
Yes.
And getting things put away, and that'll help. So it's not just in a stack. And I do naturally love alphabetizing things. So
play to your strengths,
because I don't need to collect all of them, because each packet has a random smattering. Like, it doesn't go like, this is the beginning of the alphabet. It's like, here you go.
The cover pages that you're looking at.
Yeah.
Like Madrox was on there with a bunch of people I didn't know.
Yep.
So that's fun.
Yeah.
It was a good con.
Anyway, back to this issue.
Dracula's there. Pissed. Just got exercised.
So what?
They do a little looky look.
There's a crystal ball. Like, straight up, this is the Wicked Witch of the West crystal ball.
It's the correct shade of green.
It is.
For that.
Auntie M is not in it, though. Transylvania is.
Yeah. And Patsy and Nighthawk, like, off in the corner, like, this is crazy, Kyle. That can't be Dracula, can it? Kyle's like, I don't know, Patsy, and I don't know if I want to know. So within the globe, we get Transylvania, Dracula's castle. Like, you know he's pissed because people have moved in and started squatting.
Yes.
And
it's like a whole crowd.
It is. It's a vampire army, but not a very good vampire army.
They're just citizens.
They're the rejects.
Yeah. So a demon is there.
Yeah, he's tempting this guy, Gordsky. Like,
he's like, yo, Gordsky,
you are so lowly. You are nothing, but with my power, you will be someone. And he's like, yes,
you're Puishant. Right.
Fun fact, the name Puishant looks like the French word puissance, which is power. Oh. Like the ability to, like, je okay. puis is like, I can.
Okay.
So
J.M. de Mateus.
Yeah.
Throwing a little mangled French.
Absolutely. In a way that makes sense.
Yeah.
So yeah, with a little bit of that puissance, he'll be able to be the number one vampire.
We come back to Dracula and he's like, Gordsky? Gordsky.
Gordsky is a nothing, a gnat, a spineless quivering mass of fears. Like,
wow, is it my Sunday scaries?
Oh, the Sunday scaries are real. More real than Dracula. He dares think he can usurp my throne. Dracula's having some feelings. And Doctor Strange is like, also the cape on Doctor Strange. Those are some 60s shapes.
Yeah, I've never seen that cosplay because it's not impossible, but so impractical.
There's like, imagine the cowl of a cape like Doctor Strange or Damon Hellstrom. But then it's got like these handles that are over his head. Like little spider teeth.
Yeah, like little hooks.
Yeah, right above his forehead. So he's like, we should work together, Dracula. And Damon's like, well, I don't want to, but I guess I can. Valkyrie's like, Damon, you would place trust in such a thing? And Damon's like, well, if he knows the definition of honor, then I know the definition of honor. And Dracula's like, well, I am a man of honor. Like, it's such a weird...
It's a pissing contest.
It really is between the two of them. And so they shake hands, and Dr. Strange teleports them to Transylvania.
He's not with, though. He's like, you all, you do this.
Yeah.
You got this.
He and Clea stay back. Patsy's now in her outfit. And they're explaining this in the text bubbles. But then Dracula is just a jerk. He's like, cease your prattling, women. Let us begin the massacre. Like, I just really want Valkyrie to slap him upside the head.
Yeah.
So they get there. And their secret surprise entrance is not so secret or surprising.
No, they're like going right into the square.
Yeah, so they're at the gate, like the portcullis is raised, and Gordsky and the legions of the undead are upon them. And Dracula does not reply. What are words, he thinks, when violence speaks with such eloquence?
Mm.
So he's slashing. Damon just impaled some vampire.
Yeah, he
with
did.
His trident.
Like, the trident is through the back.
Yes, the tines are poking through. And behind him, the son of Satan throws himself into the war with great relish, his dark soul rising, throbbing within him.
Oh,
there's some language happening with Damon Hellstrom in this issue, yes. And I'm here for it.
And
wild. So the others are not having as much fun, mostly because these vampires are really smelly.
Yeah.
Like, Valkyrie is slashing this vampire as she's like leaning her head back as far as it'll go. Like, they're within these slime caked malodorous creatures.
Ew.
Like, these are not the vampires.
They're peasants from a shit field.
Yes. So Nighthawk is blasting people with his wing lasers. Gargoyle is throwing people around. He does do a rescue of Patsy because the numbers game is becoming too much for her.
Yeah.
Like when the heels are beating down a face in wrestling, the numbers game.
So, and it, this is sort of, it's what he did with her to kidnap her, basically, like swooping in and grabbing her.
Oh.
But this time he's doing it for good.
Yeah. He's like, well, Isaac, you old fool, if you're ever going to get yourself into that little lady's good graces, now's the time. So he's trying to make some amends.
He is.
And except to maybe do it with less patronizing energy.
Yeah.
So things are happening. The power of puissance is within Gornsky, who is fighting Dracula. And Damon Hellstrom has a thought bubble. He's coming up with a plan. So he gets everyone up to the roof. And Dracula's like, are we retreating? And Damon's like, no, I've got a plan. They come out. The battle just keeps on raging. But he's like, trust me, Hellstrom says. And he does a big zappy zap of round a ring of soul fire and begins to softly chant in an ancient tongue. Can there be honor when you are dealing with an evil like Dracula? Can there be honor in the breast of Satan's son under those meaty pecs?
Mm.
These questions nod Hellstrom as he pauses, ready to mouth the final words of the antediluvian chant. Points for that word.
Yeah.
Do I know what that word is? I don't know. And he warns Dracula off. Dracula batifies himself and flies away. And then we get this like funky crystal pastel
situation. It looks situation. Like stained glass?
Yeah, all around the castle. It's swallowed up whole, dropped into the maw of eternity. Eternity, who you love.
But not that eternity. Not eternity, the entity.
Not the cosmic with the fun design.
Yeah, we already saw eternity a few issues ago.
Did I get you eternity? Like the Daryl Young print?
Maybe.
I think I did.
I'd have to check the box where I have everything so I can swap things out.
So there's a song, but not Executioner song, because that doesn't have a song.
No.
Ugh. A thousand worlds seem to collide. A thousand voices sing of life, death, and resurrection. And when the song ends, the sun rises. The sun, whose rising should be hours away. And then all the vampires just burst into flame.
Yeah, they do.
It's great. Son of Satan's looking very pleased with himself. He is as pleased with himself as Aston when she's done eating a treat. And the warm rays of darkness combust. You get like a little flaming Gordsky and then the puissance leaving the body.
Mm.
Poor Nighthawk, though, because with the sun's rising, his power ebbs away.
Yeah, he just like falls to the ground.
But he's fine.
Yeah.
And he even says so. And Gargoyle's like, what happened? Oh, I see what you mean with the cakes. Yes.
Yeah.
So time remained the same, but we moved. We traveled through time, like in H.G. Wells's book. So, also another hunky panel. The time travel, Doctor Strange and he communicated telepathically back in New York, devising this little scheme. Therefore, all the vampires outside would just be dealt with in one fell swoop.
Mm-hmm.
So good thinking.
And they're like, well, why the fuck did you let Dracula go?
Yeah.
What were you thinking? Like, he sucks.
And literally.
Yeah.
He would have left us he would have betrayed us and burst us into flame if he could. And Hellstrom was like, would he have Patsy? I wonder for all his sins, Dracula is a man of his word yet. I was ready to break mine and betray his trust. Do you understand, Patsy? That is why I had to warn him. I had to learn if there is a shred of decency in my own corrupt heart, or if my dark soul had totally destroyed all I once was. I had to learn if there was honor in hell, after all. Like, good moment of character development for Damon Hellstrom.
Yeah.
He's like, this was an opportunity for me to test myself, to see, am I redeemable? How far has my dark soul consumed?
Mm.
But if Scott Free and I do Hellstroms together, I want one of us to be the Dark Soul. And we're going to have like that battle.
That's fun.
That would be Hilarious.
So Dracula is here because his book actually ended 2 years before this.
Oh.
In 1979.
Tomb
of Dracula ended. So this is really J.M. DeMatteis using another character that isn't appearing regularly. Around the same time, Dracula popped up in X-Men.
Oh.
To hang out and do stuff with Storm.
Storm?
No. No, that's Mutant X.
Oh.
Yes, that's in 1999, I believe.
Oh, there's a TV show called Mutant X around that time, a little bit later.
Yep. So, that's why good old Drac popped up for a guest appearance, because he wasn't being used.
I would love it if there were, like, little statuettes, like in RuPaul's Drag Race, when they leave, they take the little statue with them. I want there to be little statues of all the characters that are available, and then, like, Marvel just ships a box to a writer.
Oh.
Be like, here...
There's action figures.
Here are the people. They are now off the shelf.
Mm.
Therefore, no one else can use them, and use that as a way of, like, hey, who's available? And then they would know.
We should ask someone sometime. I've heard interviews where either editorial will give a list to someone, or the writer will ask the editor, like, hey, I'd love to use blank. And they're like, well, actually, like, that one's earmarked for this book, so you can't.
I feel like Leah Williams mentioned that when she was talking about X Factor.
Oh.
And who was available, yeah. And she wanted North Star to be a leader because she knew he wasn't doing anything.
Yeah.
And he was ready.
Yeah.
So that, oh, that panel, still so good.
I know. I'm so sad I missed it.
Yeah.
All right. So
there'll be a junior year Uncanny announcement probably before episode that comes out. Yeah. So
there's stuff getting teased out.
Yeah.
So if we don't know by now, we will know soon what the dates are.
Awesome.
Which then we can start preparing. And by start, I already have. Like, I already have one suit on order. I've thought of another one that I want designed by Cyan Man.
No.
So. Yeah.
Look at you, just cosplaying it all up.
I know.
Who'd have thunk?
I know. And I have a pattern coming for the first one, so I can do the jacket over it.
Oh, yeah. So.
Yeah.
It was a fun issue. So it's fun when Dracula shows up.
Yeah. You got a little Defenders action.
Yeah. But still, like, the language around Damon Hellstrom.
Yeah.
Throbbing. Ugh. Cakes.
Throbbing inside him.
Yes.
All right. Anything further?
Does
this make you want to read more Defenders?
Yeah. And I'm glad that I got a bunch, even though they weren't Son of Satan appearances, but they're all around that same area.
Was that in our long box of shame?
It was.
We just threw those in the long box of shame and got them for 14 cents each.
And if you need us to describe what the long box of shame is, listen to our previous episode about Star Trek, and we will let you in on the secret.
No, not Star Trek. Wasn't it the one before?
Did we record after Falcon?
Yes, in the midst of Falcon.
Oh, so we don't have to talk about it in the Star Trek issue.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, so you got Defenders and you're like, I might as well build a Defenders run, which for part of it is going to be super easy because it's always in dollar bins.
Yeah, that's why I kept seeing it. And these issues were, like, even the guy selling them was like, oh, these are really good condition. Did he know everything? I don't think it's impossible to know everything that was in those boxes. It was just such a random smattering.
Yeah.
But also so much.
So much.
And varied things. Not as much X Factor. Not as much Peter David X Factor. So whatever, whoever has those issues, they're not giving them up.
Yeah.
But there's a bunch of Defenders. There's some other stuff I was tempted by and thought about getting, but I didn't. Mostly because of space.
I know. That's the big thing where you're like, I want to read this, but I'm not going to get to it for a while. So it would have to go in a short box. And then will I get to it in like 3 years?
Yeah. I still have this dream of organizing my comics. I've been saying that for the past month because they're all in piles on my bedroom floor.
Yeah. There is a bazillion comics in the basement that I need to tackle.
I haven't even looked at that table recently.
We have to unbury the table and then get the stuff that's currently on it off of it so we can sort even more.
Oh, no.
I know. It's the never-ending battle. But anyway, everyone, thanks for joining us. We'll catch you next time.
Be well.
Bye.